Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. You guys are listening to Larry's Biblecast. Man, I am so happy that you tuned in to this episode of a new episode in 2022. And so it's not my first episode in 2022, but this is, I want to say number three, third episode. Anyway, I'm just so happy that you tuned in and getting ready to get something that God has for us, something that God has to inspire us to be our best selves toward going through this year, 2022. Hey, listen, if you're listening to this episode on Spotify, this is for you a repeat episode. But for those of you that are listening to Apple Podcasts, welcome to Larry's Biblecast on iHeartRadio, as well as Google Play, Google Podcast, I believe it is, and everywhere else that you can get this awesome, wonderful, inspiring, God-inspiring podcast. Listen, I just got through playing, for those of you that can hear the music version of this, a song from Fred Hammond, and it is a awesome and wonderful and inspiring song called Position Yourself. Man, I tell you, when it comes to the message, the word, and this song, it is awesome. It is inspiring, and I'm just going to go out and tell you that this is the song that I feel for, at least for myself, for 2022. Listen, in the message of this song, it's talking about God is positioning you, and don't move because of God's favor, and you're walking in favor. So I'm smiling when I'm telling you this right now, because in 2021, though it was challenging for some of us, but for me and my family, I mean, there was nothing but the blessings and favor of the Lord throughout that year. And honestly, I have nothing but praise to give and glory to God for all the blessings that I had received in 2021. But I'm telling you, I want to inspire some of you that are not sure what 2022 is going to bring. And maybe you guys were on the opposite end of 2021. Maybe your year 21 wasn't that good. But listen, the message in this song that I want to share with you is God is positioning you. And I don't know whether this is something that is prophetic or, you know, just speaking forward. I really don't claim to speak prophetically, just so you know. I would rather say that I am inspiring or under inspiration when I hear this. But I will say this, for those of you that are looking forward to 2022, or the year 22, I would say, I'm telling you, it is going to be a wonderful year. And allow God to position you so that you can continue to receive God's favor, or to receive God's favor. And what I love about this song is that he says, you know, the choir, the background singers, Warehouse, I believe it is, they begin to sing this chorus about unmerited favor, and so don't move. God is positioning you, and you're going to get this favor. You're going to get this unmerited favor. And I'm telling you, it gave me goosebumps and excitement just hearing this song all over again. But I'm telling you, if you're not inspired after listening to this song, you really need to, I would say this, just step out in faith and trust God and believe God for a miracle. Believe God for a miracle. And I will go as far as this. One of the things that me and my wife, we always pray for, is when we pray together, we're always asking God for, you know, to allow him to open doors of opportunity. And that's just a little something that I will share with you, that some of you that are in prayer. Now, another thing that just came to me as I'm talking to you right now is that if you are with your spouse, you and your spouse, or maybe you and significant other that pray every day, every morning, like me and my wife do. Remember this, the Bible tells this, is that when two or more are gathered in his name, touching and agreeing, that he is in the midst. So just to let you know, when you're praying with your family, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your kids or what have you, pray every morning or every day at some point, touching and agreeing on one thing. And guess what? Jesus is in the midst. God's in the middle of that. He hears what is being prayed. And your prayers, remember this, he says that the prayers of the righteous avail as much, okay? And, you know, I want you this year to really trust God. I want you to trust God for not just something that you can obtain, but something that you know that it's available for you. And you know that without him, you can't get it without his sovereignty, his will, his purpose. The one thing that I will say is God wants us to pray according to his will. And it is his will to sustain you. It is his will to bless you. And it is his will to give you favor. And so I just want to I don't know who I'm talking to this morning or today, but God wants to bless you and God wants to give you favor. And what I love about what was said in this song was it was unmerited favor. Listen, I'm going to tell you like this. The reason why that has touched me so much, just the description of what kind of favor it is because none of us, including myself, do not deserve what we get. Listen, it is unmerited favor. It is something that, yes, we're getting it. God is blessing us with something. And sometimes we don't measure up. We don't measure up in our life, maybe in our lifestyle or decisions that we make or things that we might have done, things we might have done in the past or what have you. I'm not saying that we continue to think about the past. I am just saying that according to our history, according to the way we live, the way sometimes we, like I said, we make bad decisions or do things that we shouldn't do. But God, sometimes he sees past that. He does. And he actually sees beyond that. And he sees us even better than we can see ourselves. So when I tell you that I've been blessed beyond measure in 2021, I'm telling you the truth. In the midst of all the things that have been going on in the world, all the things that have been going on in the United States even, God has been sustaining me and my family through it all. And I have no complaints. We have been tremendously blessed. We have never gotten sick, never had to go to the hospital or anything. So I just want to share that testimony with you. But by all means, please, if you haven't checked out this song by Fred Hammond called Good Morning Fred or Sunday Morning Fred, excuse me, go check out that song and be inspired. I'm telling you. So anyways, I just wanted to share that with you all today. We are in the second week of January. We are now into 2022 and we are stepping into 2022 with unmerited favor and expect wonderful things and beautiful things from the Lord as you go forward. Okay. Listen, we're going to continue in day 4 of the devotion out of the YouVersion Bible app called Merry and Bright. It was still in the Christmas devotional series. We have 7 days total in this. I believe, like I said, we're on day 4. And we're going to get through this because there is so much still that we have to unpack out of this devotion and just get inspired and learn. And then we will continue on. But I just wanted to share that with you. I am so glad that you've tuned in. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back and we're going to get right into this devotion. All right. So welcome back. Welcome back. So we're going to get right into this devotional. And the devotional has been, we've been kind of messing with it since December. And I want to kind of finish this off still. So we still have a few days to go in it. But I really feel that even during this time in January that you're listening to me on, it's still appropriate to read this because it has to do with our attitude. It has to do with our character even throughout the year. So comparing Christmas to the rest of the year. And so I want to kind of go into day four of this devotional, and it's called Merry and Bright. And today's devotional is called It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. And I'm smiling as I say this because this is one of my favorite songs during the Christmas holiday season. And it's just, you know, you get that them vibes and everything, but you know, it's a wonderful classic song that has also been sung contemporary as well. And so anyway, let's get into this. There's an anonymous saying by a person that says, it's not what's gathered. It's not what's under the tree that matters. It's who's gathered around it. Okay. And it says here, it says gathering together over a meal is quite a common occurrence at Christmas. From family gatherings to office parties to teams appreciation activities, there's an array of opportunities to celebrate relationships and show love to people we're deeply connected to. And that's just like the celebrations are broad, so are types of food and partake in a table we are gathered around. Okay, let's just read that again. And just like celebrations are broad, so are the types of foods we partake in and at the tables we are gathered around. Too often we wait to enjoy a meal with people until there is a holiday on our calendar. We celebrate Christmas and Easter with some secondary holidays in between. Sadly, we don't connect with people enough when we were made to do just that. There's something special about gathering together and enjoying the relationships in our lives that God has blessed us with. The Bible is full of one another statements that we can only accomplish with one another. Like, take for instance, John 13:34 is love one another. Galatians 5:13 says serve one another. Ephesians 4:32 says forgive one another. Romans 12:10 honor one another. James 5:16 says pray for one another. In order to fulfill so much in God's word, we must gather with one another more often. So why not do something every month? Why do we wait until the busiest month of the year to share a meal with people? Why don't we make the effort to invite people over more regularly so that we won't wonder what they've been up to since last Christmas? This isn't a suggestion to have a party each month and eat Christmas cookies all year round. Although I would love Christmas cookies all year round. But if you did do that, we're not judging you. So, no, this is a call to gather more often with friends and family. To not wait until the holiday to spend time and make memories with those you love. Celebrating our friendships with others and loving on our family members is something that encouraged us and honors God. Okay. So here's something to reflect on. How often do you share a meal with cherished friends and extended family? And another statement is consider making a list of people you would like to get together with and make a plan to do so every month of the year. Now that is a good goal to have. Some of you that are into New Year's resolutions and goals, this is a good one. Consider making a list of people you would like to get together with and make a plan to do so every month of the year. Okay, so I just really, you know, I think that's just a wonderful idea. One of the things that stuck out with me in this devotion is the fact that God has blessed us with these wonderful relationships, our family, our friends, those that either we grew up with or just friends in general. You know, it might be coworkers, it might be a neighbor or something like that. You know, we have these relationships and there's a reason for them. There's a reason for a person to be in your life. There's a reason for God to have this person in your life. So, again, like it's telling us, you know, don't neglect your friendships. Don't neglect your relationships with your family members, even, because sometimes, you know, through those things, you know, you're built up and you're encouraged as well. We have to get better at that. I know that, like it says, you know, holiday seasons or what have you, Thanksgiving, Christmas, maybe 4th of July, Easter, those are times that we gather together, maybe have a dinner or maybe a barbecue or something like that. But we need to do a lot better. And this is what this devotion, this devotional is encouraging us to do. You know, it's encouraging us to be more proactive in sharing ourselves with others. You know, God wants us to he doesn't want us to just not share each other. You know, we're here not by ourselves. We're here with other people. And I think that is so much more important for us to understand moving forward. You know, it's bad enough sometimes if you feel lonely, if you feel by yourself. But you know, there's a saying or that I've heard where it says that to show yourself friendly or to have friends, you must show yourself friendly. You must try to reach out and be more friendly outwardly to other people. And so, you know, when you're by yourself, it's one thing. But when you're together with someone else, you're stronger. And that's something to really think about. That's something to really think about. And another thing, too, is my wife and I, we pray like together every morning, you know, and I'm very blessed to have her in my life because she encourages me and she strengthens me. So, you know, husbands and wives, you know, try to continue to pray with one another and together, whether it's in the morning or evening or whatever time that you have together, even if it's over the phone. It's important because the Bible says this, that when two or more are gathered together in his name, that he is in the midst. You know, it's so important because when you have two witnesses that are praying about the same thing, prayer is powerful when you have that. And I'm not saying that you got to pray with church members and things like that, which is fine, but it's really good if you pray with your children. Pray with your spouse, your husband, your wife, right? It's so important because you never know the type of power that you may have as you begin to pray with one another. Pray with your children sometimes, you know, spend time with them and it doesn't have to take a lot. It can only take maybe a couple of minutes, but the more often you do it and consistently doing it, it's so important because you never know exactly what God is going to do, what God is doing in the midst of that prayer. And then when they see prayers answered, that's what's so awesome. When you see God at work, his hand at work in your lives and in the life of your relationships. So I hope this is encouraging to you. I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be right back. I have more to share. We have about three verses. Hey guys, this is your guy Larry. How you guys doing today? Just a little bit of a break in between episodes or segments. I wanted to, first of all, thank you again for all of you that have been listening and following me on this podcast journey. Yes, it's been a journey from the time that I first started recording, which was formerly Black Nerds Biblecast, to Larry's Biblecast. And God has really been doing some wonderful and awesome things in my life, in my life of myself, and also in the life of the podcast as it's been growing. So first of all, I just want to really thank you so much for just your listener support and things like that. And entering into a brand new year of 2022, I'm so excited about where things will go with us from here. Also, obviously, where God is going to be leading us. So again, just want to thank you, want to appreciate you for everything that you're doing. Now, the last thing I want to mention is some of you have also reached out to find out how can you all support this podcast. Yes, I've never really thought about getting the support that I needed. I enjoy doing this as a hobby. I enjoy just recording and also spreading the gospel, and that's the main thing. So for some of you that desire that, and maybe God has put it on your heart to sow into this podcast, I really greatly appreciate it. I haven't thought of any amount, and really there's really no specific amount that I've come up with. So again, that's all only left up to you, the listener. If you decide that you would like to sow into this podcast, I greatly appreciate it. Whatever God puts on your heart to do, I am so happy to do that. Where this will go is that just to continue the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and just help to expand this effort, this ministry. I guess you want to call it a ministry now. So I'm just excited about that and where you can go. So at the end of the broadcast or the podcast, as you're listening to, always look into the description. Look in the description. There's a link there to my Cash App, and you can actually go ahead and donate whatever amount. Again, whatever God has put on your heart to do, I greatly appreciate it. Look into the description, click on the link. It will go directly to the Cash App, and your donation will go toward advancing the gospel and gospel for the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Amen. So again, thank you so very much for just you listening, for you just being a part of this listening audience and the journey that continues on with Larry's Biblecast. Now, get back to listening to some more of this awesome episode. All right, so welcome back. So we're going to go ahead and get into the scripture portion of our devotional today. And the first one that I want to read to you is from the book of Acts. And this is going to be a short one out of Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And it says, all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. The next one is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. It simply says this: so encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. And then the last one is found in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. It says, and don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God. So, as you can tell with all three of these verses, for the most part, you see here that each one of them has to do with each other, like they were saying in the devotion, and then also in verse verse 42, Acts 2 verse 42, it talks about how all the believers devoted themselves to the apostle teaching and to fellowship and sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper and to prayer. The emphasis that I like to see, emphasize here is the when they devoted themselves, not just only to the apostles' teaching, but to fellowship and sharing in meals. You know, again, this is just like what we was talking about in the devotional. Even the believers at that time, they fellowshipped by sharing meals. Do you remember a time where we would go, you know, you would go to your neighbor's house or a friend's house and you guys would gather together? I mean, of course, it's a lot like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all these other holidays, you know, and this is what the believers did. And notice that these were what the believers did. They devoted themselves to doing that. Now, what is the benefit of the fellowship? What is the benefit of coming together? Well, you know, a lot of times there is encouragement that happens during this times of fellowship, during this times of gathering. We encourage one another. We strengthen one another. You know, there's times where, you know, maybe your neighbor or your friend or your relative may not be having such a good day, but because of the fact that you're coming together, it brings about more strength, more encouragement. And know this, you're stronger together than you are separate. So think about it in the time that we're living right now. We're living in a time where, yes, unfortunately, we can't really physically gather together, or it's not as encouraged, right? Especially if either, you know, with the virus going on and vaccinations and whatnot, you know, it's so important. And some of you, I'm sure, miss gathering together. I'm sure some of you miss the one-on-one physical activity, being in one place, especially if you're relatives or grandparents or whatnot. And I know that there's a lot of that, unfortunately, that's going on, and it's been months. So this is so important at a time like this. Also, 1 Thessalonians, again, let's talk about it. So it's in chapter 5, verse 11. So encourage each other and build each other up just as you already are doing. And just like I said before, when you're coming together, you're helping to build one another up. You're encouraging each other. You're making each other feel better with encouraging words and encouraging sayings and listening to each other and just being a presence in their lives is so important. And some of you are also benefiting from that. Benefiting from someone coming over and listening to your problems or your issues and just being able to sit there or having a good laugh. Sometimes, a lot of times, you know, when you come over, you're either watching a show or talking about a show or maybe guys, you know, you're talking about sports or maybe talking about some things in on the job or in society or what have you. And you have that nice camaraderie that you're talking with one another and sharing. You know, it's so good. It's amazing what we gain from each other. It's amazing what we gain by coming together and what you learn from coming together too. Because a lot of times, you know, you learn some things from one another. Amen. So, and then let's talk about this last one. When it says in Hebrews 13 and 16, it says, and don't forget to do good and share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God. Listen, in the holiday season has already passed and we are now into a new year. You know, again, this is not a verse that we just, you know, read and think about for holidays or for Christmas or for Thanksgiving, because the homeless are around us all the time. There's those that are in need all the time. There's those that are out there that need food and need shelter, need a place to stay, a warm place to stay. There's a lot of things that we could be doing 365 days a year. And so with all of us doing a part, whether it's a small amount, it don't have to be a big amount, but a small amount, we all can kind of do something to help. And mind you, there are programs, there are places and shelters for people to go. And so it's just important. If you cannot financially or physically do something, then, you know, by all means, say a prayer for them. That doesn't cost you anything. It's free. It maybe take you maybe a minute of your time, maybe as you're driving down the street and you happen to see someone that's, you know, unfortunately, I've seen plenty of people that are living on the street, whether they're in a tent or makeshift shelter or something like that in the cold, you know, and we've had cold weather recently in our state. And, yeah, it's pretty cold out there. And the people that we see from the day to day, we see them out there and they're out there suffering in the elements. So say a prayer for these people. Say a prayer for those that are less fortunate. Say a prayer for those that are needing help. If you cannot physically help someone, amen. So listen, I hope that this has been a little bit of encouragement to you and us gathering together, fellowshipping, right? Just over this podcast. And I really enjoy doing this with you. And I'm hoping that you have gotten something from this. And hopefully, again, take heed to the verses and the devotion about coming together. We are living in a time where we're slowly we're approaching another year now, or are in another year, and you know, we really need the blessings and the encouragement of one another. But we also, as the days are getting shorter and we are approaching are in the last days of Jesus Christ. And we have to value each other's fellowship and friendship and presence while we are here. Of course, those of us that are believers, we will also fellowship with one another in heaven. Amen. So I pray that some of you understand that. And that's about it for me today. We're going to continue on. We got about three more of these devotionals from Mary and Bright. Hopefully you stay tuned for them. They're very good. They're still, even though they're Christmas, but they are also beneficial for the rest of the year. Remember, you don't have to celebrate Christmas on that day, but Christmas, the spirit of Christmas, can always be throughout the rest of the year. All right. God bless you. I will talk to you soon. Have a wonderful and blessed day.